رمضان 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 يا حبيب رمضان رمضان.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة 100 حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء والله واسع عليم.
The attribute of those who spend their wealth in the cause of Allah is like the attribute of a grain of corn which sprouts 7 years, each ear bearing 100 grains. And Allah multiplies further for whomsoever He pleases, for Allah is bountiful, all-knowing. Islam is a religion which is as concerned about our relationship with the Almighty as it is with our relationship to one another. And so we have Salat and Zakat, and you cannot have one without the other. The Quran seeks to encourage us to do good deeds, as some people require inspiration and reassurance that what they are doing is worthwhile and that it will give them something back, more than just a tax receipt from their federal government. In this beautiful verse, which in actuality is a part of a collection of verses spanning from verses 261 to 268, Allah offers one of the most poignant examples of the importance of charity in our lives and lays down many requirements for this generous act of giving. Allah begins by giving us a parable of those who spend their property in the way of Allah as being like growing a seed in the earth, which then sprouts a plant which has 7 ears, and in each ear there are 100 grains. And so by doing the math, Allah promises a 700 times reward. However, He does not stop there and goes on to confirm that He multiplies and gives even more to whom He pleases. Therefore, in actuality, the rewards are endless. In the passage which follows this verse, Allah lays down some strict conditions for charity, including the following 5. Point number 1. A person must not humiliate or insult the ones that they have helped. Point number 2. One must not give charity to show off or for any other ulterior motive. Point number 3. Charity given must be done only to seek the pleasure of Allah and to confirm one's belief in Him. Point number 4. One must not focus on the quantity, rather, focus on the quality of the gift. And point number 5. Give as much as possible. Do not be miserly. However, at the same time, not overly generous. If we follow these and the other traits of donors, then we can await our grand rewards from Allah. Point of reflection. Charity does not only grant its contributor a reward in the world to come, but even in this world they will gain benefits, as long as they have maintained the requirements of giving, and it is up to us to learn how to donate, and then make it a habit of being generous to those who are in need around us.
Ramadan, 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 ya Habib. Ramadan, Ramadan, laytaka dawman qareeb. Ramadan.